Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
I want to finish that story today of Charles Richard Kimball, because there's a whole progression. Charles Richard Kimball shared with D.L. Moody, who became a great evangelist. Moody was preaching in London, England. By his own testimony, a compromised, backslidden Baptist pastor by the name of F.B. Meyer ridiculed Moody for his improper English, and yet the Spirit of God convicted Meyer. He recommitted his life to the Lord, and God later called him to join Moody as a part of his evangelistic team. F.B. Meyer was preaching in the U.S., and a young man by the name of Wilbur Chapman gave his life to Christ and became an evangelist. Wilbur Chapman was preaching in the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, and a drunk Chicago White Sox baseball player heard the music from the old lighthouse, went inside, and got under the conviction, gave his life to Christ, quit baseball, began to follow the Lord, became a Presbyterian evangelist. His name was Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday was preaching in Lynchburg, Virginia, when my mom and dad made their commitment to Christ. Don't tell me I'm not thankful for Richard Kimball. Sunday was preaching later, and a young man by the name of Mordecai Ham gave his life to Christ, and Mordecai Ham became an evangelist. In the latter years of Sunday's life, he was called to do a crusade in Charlotte, North Carolina, but because of sickness, he couldn't go, and he sent Mordecai Ham. Mordecai Ham was preaching one night, and the Charlotte Observer came out to report on the crusade. Nothing of any great significance took place last night, they said. Only a few boys responded to the invitation. Three of those boys were Grady Wilson, T.W. Wilson, and Billy Graham, the future Billy Graham team. You never, ever know, my friend. Represent Jesus well wherever you go.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.